Say hello to the Higgs bot. It takes its name from its team, the Higgs bots, which borrowed it from the Higgs boson, an elementary particle. Known as Team 3085 within the First Tech Challenge Circle, the group has captured 3 straight state titles and is heading to its first world championships. Teacher Chris Thompson is a team mentor.
It's a little like NASCAR is what we try to tell people. People are maybe more familiar with the idea that you're running your car like crazy in a NASCAR race and the wheels, you know, go flat or engines blow or you got to refuel or whatever, and you come into the pit and you do those things. Well, it's the same thing here at a robotics competition. We're out there competing against other teams. Things can happen. Things can break. Things can break down or batteries need to be recharged. So there actually is an area called the pit. And so we can take the robot back to the pit in between competition rounds and work on it.
The competition requires teams to design, build, and maneuver a robot that can pick up items like blocks or rings within a boxed-in field of play and drop them into tubes for points. This year's selection, wiffle balls. The Higgsbot solution is a mechanical arm called the Dreamcatcher. It resembles the Native American object as it locks in a ball after the arm drops down on it. The Dreamcatcher then loads the balls into a plastic tube hopper which can be lifted 4 feet into the air to drop the balls into a goal. The whole production compacts into an 18 by 18 by 18 inch cube. During competition, the robot is operated by 2 people using Xbox or PlayStation controllers. One person drives, the other operates the lifts and arms.
Well, we've been practicing together for a long time, myself and the other driver, Jake. So we kind of have a rough idea of what we're supposed to be doing, and I'm controlling where the robot is exactly on the field. He's controlling the mechanism, the dream catcher, and the lift up and down. So if I'm going to a section with balls in the corner, he knows to start picking them up, and I know to position in the right area.
That's Costa Cassavant, a senior driver. Even after coming in 10th at the East Super Regional, Cassavant and mentor Paul O'Brien are still working to improve the robot's performance.
One of the issues we have with this bot is the current draw on all the motors we're running. So you're eliminating one of the other motors and putting this motor in place.
Yes.
Okay. During the first part of the 2.5-minute rounds, the robot runs without being controlled. They are pre-programmed to identify the goals with the hope of scoring points with pre-loaded wiffle balls. Since some of the goals can be randomly positioned, the Higgsbot has gyro, infrared, and sonar sensors programmed by team members Max Lowenstein and Alex Dunn. Driver Jake Christina explains.
There's so many variables. There's static electricity. There's the grip on the court, whether they've sprayed it down with like an anti-static spray, or like it depends on how centered your wheels are if you don't have encoders, and it's challenging when you don't use the sensors, and we're lucky to have Max and Alex to help us do that, because if we didn't, it would be a train wreck.
2 randomly selected teams work together in an alliance, meaning there are 4 robots on the field at one time trying to score the most points. While Mount Everett has about a dozen team members, mentor Chris Thompson says larger districts can have 8 robotics teams competing to represent their school.
We have a group of kids that have the right set of skills. You need kids that can design, kids that can build, kids that can program, and kids that can drive it. And we seem to all have a kid that fits each of those components.
With design work starting in September and the first competition the following spring, Thompson says it's a sight to watch the team and the robot come together.
So you can go back to day 1 or 2 and look at the drawings and the concepts we had, and look at some pictures of the robot when it was first being built. It's almost like a child in a way. It's like you have these little baby pictures, and then now it's a full-fledged adult. It's just really kind of funny to watch it all come together. And then when you watch it run around and the kids are doing remote control on it, it sort of takes on a life of its own. You start seeing it do all the things that you imagined it doing.
More than 120 teams from China, Europe, and across North America will compete in the World Championships April 22nd to the 25th. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.